Welcome to Goals Question Time, where I interview leading executives driving innovation, venturing, and strategic change.
So, today for Goals Question Time, I've got the pleasure of being joined by Ulrich Quay, who's Managing Director of BMW iVentures. Hi, Ulrich.
Hi, Andrew.
Good. Thanks so much for joining us. So if you wouldn't mind kicking off, please, first with a brief introduction to yourself, to the listeners.
Absolutely. My name is Ulrich Quay. I've been running BMW iVentures since 2011 with a main focus on mobility investments. Initially, we started with $100 million to invest, and this has now changed, but I'm sure we will cover that later on in the interview.
Great. Okay. So if you wouldn't mind giving us an introduction to the fund, then please, and the relationship to the parent organization. Like, are you a separate fund? Are you just off balance sheet? Cover those areas, please.
Glad to do so. So we used to be a typical corporate fund from 2011, 2016, pretty close to the company, having to go through steering committees and just doing off the balance sheet investments. This is now changing following a board decision earlier this year. The board gave us full autonomy on our investment decisions. That means we can take those decisions internally within the venture group without the need to consult anyone in Munich. We're also setting up a formal fund based in Luxembourg. So this is going to change too. This means, and another thing that changed is the investment amount. Initially, we had a commitment of $100 million. Now we will be able to invest out of a $500 million commitment from BMW.
Excellent. So would you mind just giving us a bit of background then of why that autonomous fund is the structure that you've come to the decision on within BMW? Because that's an important decision, as you know, from being in the industry for some time about that.
Yeah, well, if you, a good company always reflects on what it's doing, and we have done the same thing. When we usually talk to decision makers in Munich, what's fine, what is not ideal, and we shared with them that there can be improvements in the setup of the fund, it's better to make decisions autonomously because you need to take decisions very quickly. So that's simply something that was very useful. We lost some deals because we could not take those decisions as quickly as needed, and that's a pity. In general, it's a good idea to give the fund some autonomy, because then if you don't allow that to happen, the fund will always be very closely aligned to the strategy of the headquarters. And if that's not the case, you give the chance, you have more ability to influence the strategy of the corporation.
Okay, great. So what types of, what key technologies and business models are you seeing opportunities for the fund and for BMW?
Well, what changed, not only the setup has changed following that decision in earlier this year, also the mandate changed. So initially, for the past 5 years, we have been exclusively focused on mobility services, so any consumer-facing services that makes getting from A to B a better experience. Now that changed because we have realized that there's so much happening around the car that's where external input is really helpful, especially software-related developments like autonomous cars, artificial intelligence, machine learning, the role of smaller, kind of flexible startups is getting increasingly high. And one way of, being able to integrate that into a company or helping the company to tackle those areas is making investments. We are doing the stuff that's currently very, very hip, very hot. The valuations are pretty high. So you can, it's, on one hand, it's good because you can see that you're investing in an area where many people are interested in. On the other hand, it's of course sometimes tough to accept the evaluations.
Okay, good. So in terms of the when you invest in a business, how do you support those ventures that you've invested in building from that when you see those interesting technologies or interesting businesses? How do you support those ventures you invest in?
So I think there's different ways depending on the company. Sometimes with some companies, we are the OEM voice. So we have lots of smart investors, entrepreneurs on the table and the board, but none of them has ever been worked for an OEM. So they don't understand the decision processes. They don't know why OEMs do some things and don't do others. So for some portfolio companies, you know, I'm the one who can explain or can share what's the smart thing to do when dealing with an OEM.
Okay, good, yeah.
Another way of influencing a company is, you know, of course, connecting them, you know, seeking for business opportunities within the company and connecting them to those departments that are looking for support in those areas. That's ideally a win-win situation, making BMW a better company and also, you know, bringing something valuable to the startup, making BMW, for example, a pilot partner for their technology, and at the same time giving people early access to technology. So ideally, I try to create win-win situations between those two corporates. And then the startup, it's not always possible, but that's always something we are looking for.
Okay, no, good description there. So the people are so central to, you know, the corporate venturing side, as you said there, and the skills for the startup and the skills for the core business. Can you give us a bit of an insight, please, the experience and skills of your team?
Yeah, we are currently scaling up a lot, so we have to ask us that question as well. What we are looking for new team members is for the more senior roles is obviously substantial venture capital experience. And I would also like to see, I like that people have startup experience as well. So a mix between venture capital experience and someone having acted as an entrepreneur is definitely a plus. I like when someone has general technology experience. So we're not so much looking for someone who's an expert in one topic, but someone who's able to dig into different topics on the basis of a solid understanding of technology. That's useful as well. But I think the most important thing is really VC experience, and when then he has even had experience in automotive deals, that's certainly also very welcome.
And the location of team members, where are they located?
Right now we have three offices, one in Munich where we have two guys, we'll scale it up to three or four, one in London, one in New York where we have one person based, and the biggest chunk of the team will be in Mountain View. Currently we only have two guys here, but we'll scale up the team to seven or eight.
Excellent. Great. Good. And just to clarify, in terms of those team members, do they sit as board members or observers on that when you've made an investment?
Yeah, definitely. We are looking for actually being a board member because we think that's the best way to influence to understand what the company is doing, to influence the company, and to be part of the group that takes strategic decisions. So we always try to get an observer seat or a board seat. It's not always possible, but it's always something we are looking for. Usually what we have done recently is taking observer seats that have the with an option to convert them into proper board seats that actually gives you in effect the same power in our view, because you can convert it any time and your vote is taken seriously. And usually the conversion is not necessary because people already regard you as a proper board member. But on the other hand, it's you don't have to deal with many of the formalities of being a proper board member. So that's something we have done in the past when we were still closer to our headquarters. We need to figure out whether we do that as well in the future. But as of now, we are accepting observer seats with the option to convert them into proper board seats.
Yeah, and as you know, we see with lots of other corporates, that's an important decision for them to think through the implications and think through that dynamics of working with the startups. That's good thought around that. And just taking that a bit step further in terms of then how your people in the venture fund work with the core business regards to, you know, investment decision making and working with the businesses on that OEM side. How have you got that balance? How have you dealt with that balance in the past, and how would you see that moving forward?
Well, you know, if we see an opportunity to cooperate, we encourage the business unit to do it, but it's not a requirement for us to invest. I think it's sometimes we invest and we think the company has potential, and then we start those conversations later on when it's a little bit clearer where the company is going, when they are mature enough to cooperate, because it's oftentimes as a young, when the companies are younger, have a small team, it would be wrong to push them into a cooperation with a big corporation, which has probably more members in one business unit than the company has members in its entire company.
Yes.
So sometimes we, you know, it really depends on the stage. The later the company is, the more likely it is that we can facilitate a cooperation. But any time we think that it's useful for the startup and for BMW, this is the moment when we are trying to encourage it. We are strategically, we have a strategic focus and a financial focus, so we're definitely trying to materialize those strategic benefits. We don't see us as a financial investor only.
So how do you measure that financial and strategic performance? What are some of the metrics or things that you're looking out for there?
Well, we are being measured on the basis we have a goal to achieve a certain IRR target. That before exit, this is measured on the basis of current valuations. We do 1 to 2 evaluations for every single company per year, so you've got an idea where the valuation is going. And then, of course, at the end of the fund, you will have, the exits determine what the actual IRR is.
Mm-hmm. And the strategic performance, that's around numbers of partnerships, new products that end up going onto vehicles. What sort of things are you looking for there?
Do you mean how we measure that, the strategic value?
Do you have any particular metrics for the strategic performance, or how do your colleagues sort of say, Ulrich and his team is doing a good job?
That's a little, as you know, it's a little bit tricky measuring strategic value. We are trying to have a close contact with our business units, so that we understand their needs and we can tell them how we can help them. We are trying to establish a mechanism that encourages us to work with them, but we have to figure out the details. So far, it has been, we have presented the strategic value in our perspective, presented that to the steering committee, and then, shared with them how we think we added value to the company. Mm-hmm. But obviously, that's very subjective, and it's mm-hmm. really, it's pretty hard doing that objectively.
Yeah.
That's not an easy task.
Yeah. But certainly what I find with other corporates that are doing corporate venturing and doing the fund structures of the type of perspective you have, you know when you're adding strategic value if the board turn around and say, yes, we're going to invest another round in a fund. So I think that's almost like the important binary thing, and you're showing that consistent as you're evolving. So I think that's great.
Yeah.
So
could
you give us a couple of examples of investments you have made to demonstrate some of the things you've talked about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. One investment was in Ridecell. They are an on-demand, they run an on-demand mobility platform. Formerly did a ride-sharing service, pivoted into a business-to-business platform for on-demand mobility. Ridecell built the back-end for the Reach Now car-sharing program for BMW, and our business unit confirmed after they have successfully done this that this saves them probably 50% of the time that they would have been required otherwise if they had used their traditional suppliers. So that was definitely something where they acted very speedily, and also quality wise, it seems that the downtimes of the regional service are a lot better to any previous solution that has been used. So we are very happy with the quality. We have the flexibility, and the speed was great. So that's one very concrete example. Another example is our cooperation with ChargePoint, the charging infrastructure company in the US. We're focusing particularly on public charging for electric vehicles. We had a couple of projects with them. One of them is putting 100 fast chargers into the ground on the West and the East Coast. This was a joint effort between VW and BMW. So we could use our portfolio company to lead a project that's really very significant for anyone who's owning an electric vehicle, because charging, fast charging is crucial when you take the decision to buy an electric vehicle, and efforts like that help building out the infrastructure.
And it's important for you as the core business to understand how the dynamics are happening in that new business model and that new supply chain infrastructure, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah.
Great. Excellent, Ole. Thanks so much for that. So when you're not venturing and you're managing the team across these global areas, what do you do to relax?
Well, that doesn't happen too often. So I try to run 2 or 3 times a week. I did 2 marathons in the past 2 years. So I like that to relax. But otherwise, my family, my 3 kids and my wife keep me busy. So we never, it's always things to do, and it's always fun to spend time with them.
And you're now based in California as well, right?
Yes, we moved to California.
Know that area.
Yeah, absolutely. We very much enjoy it. I've been in New York before for 5 years, and now it's since July. We are based in Sunnyvale, California.
Excellent. Ulrich, thanks very much for really sharing the insights and the BMW story, BMW Venture story and that with us. Really appreciate it. And I look forward to catching up with you in California when GCV is in Sonoma and running the academy and that there. So thanks very much,
Thank you very much, Andrew.